This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the AM 860 and AM 930, the answer stations, along with FM 93.7 here in Tampa Bay, Florida. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, we especially salute our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and getting the job done, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers and the bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail. Got to have the mail. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. And thanks very much for the great work that you do delivering the packages. Now, let's also mention that you can follow us on Facebook as the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us now from California, where he's high and dry at the moment. Might not be a couple days from now, but he is right now. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
You're high and dry today, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the snow's off to the east of you, and thank you very much to a well-known traveled crew out there on the porch that likes to go out there at night, and they didn't stay out there too long because it's not real cold. It's not real warm. It's kind of like the porch, just right, 63 degrees.
All right. Very cool.
Warmest it's been all week long at this time of the night. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to remind you about that every opportunity we get to. Well, North Dakota has been ahead of the curve with some of the things going on. They're ahead of the curve again when it comes to banning books in their public libraries that have sexually explicit material in them.
That's what we're hearing. That's right. And evidently, they're looking at what they call sexually explicit content. This includes depictions of sexual or gender identity, we understand, and those things would be banned from North Dakota public libraries that they're considering in this new legislation. One of the the titles of one of the books, evidently. It's a graphic novel called Let's Talk About It, The Teen's Guide to Sex, Relationships, and Being Human, and so on. So I think many in the community there may not want to have such material readily accessible, only because you can have kids who can get a hold of that stuff. So,
no, and this, again, should be up to the parents when it's time to do that, not the public library, for God's sake.
Well, right, exactly. So it's a very sensitive subject. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's becoming so prominent because things like this are being injected into the society at such a rapid rate, and overwhelmingly so, that you're going to see this kind of pushback. Because, of course, it'll be said, well, you're banning a book, and we don't ban books in this country and this kind of thing. But we do restrict certain kinds of materials for children. We have a movie rating system, by the way. We have all kinds of things that are designed to protect young people from people who might want to, bring about a different sort of thing for them. So this is a very, very important thing.
Now, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida District Number 1 in the Panhandle is calling on the ATF to be abolished after a new rule was created. What's he talking about?
Well, I think it has to do with assault weapons, I believe.
AR-15s.
That they are 15s, exactly. So it's interesting that you would want to abolish the ATF altogether. It seems to me that that might be a little bit extreme, obviously. But this seems to be classic Matt Gaetz, though. So there are ways of dealing with this kind of thing from a systemic perspective and not simply call for the abolition of this.
Well, Gaetz is going to be doing a lot more grandstanding because he just made it to the committee that he's going to be on, that he's going to be very prominent in. You just can't keep him quiet when it comes to certain things. He's got to get out in front and be in front of the television as much as possible. Because even though he says, well, it's all about my people, the people I represent. No, it's not. It's all about him. It's all about him. He uses the word I, me, and my more than just about anybody that's there in Congress.
Well, you know, there is a certain celebrity quality, right, to being a firebrand Congress, you know, member of Congress.
He tries to make it such.
Kinds of things. Well, exactly. And so is that doing the people's business?
No, that's doing his business.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain America Third Watch. Kyle Warren will be right back. I'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain America, ThirdWatch.com, and we're going to let this guy right here take us to break. So go ahead there, Mr. Voice Guy.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank, and you'll hear Frank again on Friday. But before I get to Kyle Warren, I want to tell you about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Mike Lindell and MyPillow is just selling the heck out of those pillows and all the other different things he has to offer, like the blankets and the slippers. And I know Kyle got some recently. I did, too. I'm enjoying the heck out of them. I also got some new towels and some Giza sheets because they were all on sale. Now, you can find out what I found out and what Kyle found out by going to the website, MyPillow.com, and then scroll down to where you see the Radio Listener Specials page box. Click on that box. Go in there. You'll need a promo code to access it. The promo code will always be Captained. Click on the word Captain, go in there, start looking at the prices, and watch and see what happens. You'll be able to save, in some cases, up to 80% of whatever the price was that you were looking at. It'll be gone. You'll save that much money in there. And you'll find a bunch of buy one, get ones in there. You'll find a whole bunch of stuff, because he's literally got special after special after special after special in there, in that Radio Listener Specials section of his website. Now, again, the promo code will always be Captain. And if you want to call him up and you want to talk to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give him a call, promo code Captain, and save you some money. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I think we had Erin on the line, and she hung up, but she'll call back, I guess, if she wants to, up in Colorado. We'll see. You know, not to be outdone, but there is a report that the decision on the charges that may or may not be filed in the deadly movie set Rust shooting
could be decided Thursday.
That's what we hear, of course. And, of course, one of the main players in this, of course, is Alec Baldwin. We remember the sequence of events as we know it, and whether or not the armorer there on the set had mistakenly put in live rounds, whether or not Alec Baldwin, when he received that gun, it was called what they called a cold gun, basically, who's responsible for this? Someone died, and it was just a terrible tragedy. But yes, I think that I think we may see some charges in this because it's just such an avoidable thing that happened if the right procedures were followed. And there was some talk, of course, of using live ammunition for target practice or for fun, for lack of a better expression, in as the filming was going on. This is hopefully something that will never happen again.
Rule number one with a firearm, when it's handed to you and you're told that there are blanks in there, never trust the person handing you the gun. Check it. Make sure.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right. And, I can't imagine what everyone involved is feeling and so forth, but there are procedures there. They're there for a reason. Gun owners, responsible gun owners, will tell you exactly what you just said, Captain. You have to always treat a gun as though it's loaded until you verify otherwise, and don't take anybody else's word for it.
Yeah, and the last thing you do is point it at somebody and pull the trigger.
Precisely. Well, evidently they were going over the scene, and the cinematographer who was shot and killed was moving the camera, and they were looking at these different angles and so forth, at least according to some of these different reports. But these procedures are in place to avoid this very kind of thing. And there are a lot of all these different movies, they use guns and weapons and things, and that's why those procedures are there.
Now, I could be wrong, but I believe today is the day for the debt ceiling limit to be either raised up or done away with or whatever. Am I right?
I believe so, and I think that Janet Yellen has been talking about this as well. And but obviously, what will happen is lawmakers are going to raise it in some way. I mean, the United States can't default on things. I mean, we hear people talking about that, but to actually let it happen would be a disaster of epic proportions.
I think it's happened once before. I think they let it go once before.
Yeah, perhaps, but you can't take away the full faith, credit, and fidelity of the United States government. It just can't happen that way. Now, you can talk about spending, how we got there, how much money we're borrowing from foreign interests and so forth. All that's fair game.
Now, looking ahead, it's fair to say Joe Biden and the Democrats and the media have all capitalized off the Trump document scandal. Biden is now in the same position with months of probes and negative headlines and investigations ahead, putting him in a vulnerable position for 2024. There is no guarantee at this point, in my opinion, that he would get the nomination.
That he would get the nomination?
Would not. Get the nomination.
Would not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think the message is absolutely clear. I don't think Democrats wanting to run, certainly not high-level Democrats. I think they've weighed the notion that Biden is controllable or he's a convenient sort of puppet in terms of policy, and they can write the speeches for him, and he'll just go out and just kind of say it, but he'll go off script and say something weird, and then they got to walk it all back. And so I think they've weighed that versus just getting somebody else that they like better, and I think that's where they're coming down.
Let's take a look at how good things are in Afghanistan right now. You ready?
Oh yeah.
A little over a year since the U.S. pulled their troops out of Afghanistan, the country is largely in economic ruins under Taliban rule, according to a survey by Gallup. Now, for example, at least 86% of Afghans say that they've lacked enough money to be able to buy food at times over the past 12 months since the Taliban came to power in August of 2021. Now, the country's economy has contracted sharply, leading to rising food insecurity and shocking and shrinking household incomes. And on top of this, prices have increased rapidly, with high inflation reducing the value of people's earnings and pushing more into the state of deprivation that most are now suffering from.
I mean, can you imagine that, Captain? Just what a, hellish nightmare comes to mind to describe these kinds of things that are happening.
Well, isn't this the point of desperation when people start to take things into their own hands and maybe change the government?
If they could, I think you're right. The Taliban, though, have been incredibly ruthless. And, it's hard to see how they would be able to rise up without a good measure of support coming
their way. Overwhelming numbers.
Yeah.
You get out there, you take your first batch of Taliban prisoners, and you get the guns away from them, get the ammo away from them, and then you go get your second batch, and you start building up your cash, and that's what you do.
Well, right, and then become and step by step, but I just don't know that it's at least from what we can initially tell from the state of affairs that could happen easily, but it's doable, just like you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But all is not good in La La Land.
Well, no, and certainly when we first saw. When we started pulling the troops out and that horrible debacle that was, we knew what the Taliban were going to do. We know what they're going to do to girls and young women and just all of the oppression is so unconscionable that it's hard to even talk about it. That's how bad it is in Afghanistan.
Kind of makes you think about the double standard that we're going through with just about everything and anything you can point to with the Biden administration.
Well, certainly. And, they'll talk at length about this and that in this country, but my goodness gracious me, the way that the pullout was done and so forth is just terrible.
And the worst part of it is we still know there's a small amount of Americans that are still trapped in Afghanistan. They're hiding, staying out of sight as best they can, but they're there.
And they don't want to talk about it. The administration won't want to talk about it. They don't want to dredge up all the bad stuff about the pullout. And so they'd rather just have Afghanistan be a distant memory. Don't worry about it anymore. There's nothing to see here. Let's move on. And they thought they had Trump with his document crisis, but now they've got their own document crisis. So that goes around, comes around, I guess.
Never say never. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour coming up. Don't go anywhere. I will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Minnesota Vikings are putting their franchise in the hands of Kirk Cousins for the sixth consecutive season. Minnesota General Manager Kwesi Adofo-Mensah told reporters Wednesday that he expects Cousins to be the team's quarterback in 2023, and he has no plans of moving him during the offseason. Adofo-Mensah added that he's not ruling out another contract restructure or an extension for the gunslinger. Cousins completed 65.9% of his passes for 4,547 yards, 29 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions in 2022. The Mets are adding to an already record payroll. According to ESPN, outfielder Tommy Pham and the New York Mets agreed on a one-year, $6 million contract, which pushes New York's payroll past $450 million mark. Pham played 134 games in the outfield for Cincinnati and Boston last season and hit .236 with 17 home runs and 63 RBIs. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Captain Matt Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr., talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the Captain sent you.
Don't forget to try out the brand new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville. Yep. Brooksville, State Route 50, right there just this side of the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road. It's on the south side of the road, about 100 yards in from the exit or entrance ramp to get onto the toll road right there. So stop by, check them out, tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. See all the great things that they got going on. And check out that great service department they got. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be right back with us, and we got a caller on the line, but let me go over and say howdy to Kyle first. Howdy, howdy.
Hello, Captain.
Yes, sir, I am here. Are you ready to talk to the caller?
I sure am.
All right, we got Aaron in Colorado, so good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, it's cold down here in Denver, Colorado. And
I bet.
And the storm chasers down here said, well, we haven't had this much snow in my state since 1992, so We are definitely due for, we're overdue for a lot of snow in my state. And, just nothing I can do about it. Just gotta go with the flow. And Professor Politics, issue about reparations. Now, in your state of California, San Francisco has come up with this proposal about giving reparations to black American descendants of course, slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, lynchings. I can go on and on. And so the issues as a black American citizen here, I'll support your reparations. But there's a catch. It's got to have a budget. You got to be able to afford it. And the thing is, though, when you look at the history of should have had black Americans should have had reparations. African citizens coming out of slavery should have had their reparations with the 40 acres and the mule. Well, that didn't happen. Lincoln was murdered. And as a result, everything went to hell. Reconstruction went to hell. Everything else just blew up, all because he was murdered. So in the Republican Party, Lincoln was a Republican. Should have carried his policies. The vice president and, Professor, who was Lincoln's vice president?
It was Johnson.
Yeah, Andrew Johnson.
Andre Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Andre Johnson was Lincoln's vice president. Didn't carry it over. Should have took Lincoln's policies, carried over. Nope. Got in bed with the dark side dumb donkeys, deep south. Of course, in the histories there, messed it up, blew it up. So now we're in the 21st century. And And you have the issues of reparations in San Francisco. Now, you know, it sounds good, but like I said, you got to have the budget for it, because I don't know the budget of California's budget. I probably need to Google it up and read it and see what their current budget is for the whole state. So if you're going to come out with some reparations for black American citizens in California, you better be able to afford it, because I don't want to see a town or a city or a state go bankrupt in the name of reparations. And now, of course, hearing about Sheila Jackson Lee, sponsor of H.R. 40 in Congress, about reparations for all black Americans in this country. Sounds good, but this country is currently in trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. So if you're going to bring reparations to the table, you better make sure you got the money, and you got to make sure you got a budget. Mm-hmm. Because what's currently going on in Congress and the House is the spending is on crack cocaine. That has to stop. So as a black American citizen, I'll support reparations for all black American citizens of descendants of slaves. But you got to have a budget. But anyway, Professor Politics, Cap, and Professor Paul, I'd like to hear your opinion about the proposal in San Francisco about reparations for black American citizens. But anyway, Cap, Professor Paul, have a good night. Have a good morning. Goodbye.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay, well,
thanks.
Go ahead, Kyle. What do you think?
Well, you know, we talked about this, I think, a couple of nights ago as well on the program.
Yeah, and they don't really have a solid plan. They're winging it here in California.
Well, exactly. And I appreciate what Aaron's talking about. And I'm so glad that she brought up the history of the post-Civil War, when Lincoln was assassinated. He was no more. Johnson was not a good president to come in following that and did not continue with Reconstruction. Reconstruction under Lincoln, under the what-if banner, who knows what this country would have looked like if Lincoln had been able to complete that mission. That being said, I think that one of the things about Reconstruction that would have been there would have been inclusive. African Americans who were slaves and then freed, and then they would have had a much bigger opportunity in this country. Fast forward 100 years, and I'll say this briefly, fast forward 100 years and you have Martin Luther King talking about the I Have a Dream phenomenon, the speech, and bringing people together and bringing opportunity into the black community, live the American dream. That was squelched as well by an assassin's bullet, but also by a domineering, I think, Democrat Party elite who would rather have an entire group of people literally kept down as opposed to getting that kind of opportunity. So we're at the point now where we're going to start seeing a lot more about reparations, and people have been wronged. There's no doubt about that. So things that we can do, I think, are everything's on the table for that kind of thing. The big question is, once the reparations are done in a local or state or national level, what happens next? What do some of these leaders do that trade on the idea of everything is racist and all the other stuff and continue to gin this whole thing up? What do they do? Because I think most people who aren't in that sort of leadership position like that and trade on it, they want to live peaceable lives. They want opportunity. We all want to live together in peace. And hopefully we'll start getting to that point, just as Dr. King saw.
Now, Donald Trump has vowed to ban any Chinese investment in this country and ownership in the United States of land, property, like they've been buying up big chunks of farmland. And if Donald Trump becomes the president again, I think that's a winning issue. I think it's a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, under regular circumstances, it might sound pretty farcical in the grand sense. But because of what we're seeing and the kinds of geopolitical issues that we're facing, it certainly has to be looked at in the sense of whether or not strategically your food supply, other strategically important things, aspects about your country, can they be in the hands of a foreign power that has designs on doing bad things to the United States at some point?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So if you went back 70 years, right, or 80 years to World War II, you'd start figuring out that, oh, wait a minute, things can be a little very different on a global scale. So it's interesting that he would propose such a thing, and especially, Captain, look at what's happening with TikTok. Now you've even got pretty much bipartisan support that Chinese ownership of TikTok is bad, and that infiltration or surveillance of people's personal information is bad. Imagine that now. It's where your food comes from. It's from the farm. And all this starts to really become more prominent.
Yep. Now, the FBI is investigating a second gunfire incident at a North Carolina power substation, second one they've had there in 7 weeks. This is not good.
It's not good at all. Is it a concerted effort, or is it copycats? What is it? But it's incredibly dangerous for anybody who would be at that substation at that time.
Well, remember, we came across a group out there that we identified and told the people who it was and what they apparently were trying to do. Don't know if they were tied together, a couple of them, because one was all black and one was all white. But and I'm not sure if that has any prominence in it or not. But we're going to keep checking on this, and Frank Silvato and I are going to have a conversation about this on Friday. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Coming back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
From the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real.
What do you think, Kyle?
I love it.
Yep. That's, of course, Gretchen Wilson, and she had it together with that one there, I'll tell you. All right, well, what's going on out west there, my friend?
All right, Captain. Again, out west, we're looking at some dense fog advisories up on I-94. This is going to be north of Miles City as you head towards North Dakota, up on U.S. Highway 2 near Glasgow. This is up in Montana, of course. You want to be aware of that. We've also got a dense fog advisory between Butte and Bozeman on I-90. It's going to stretch down a little bit south towards Dillon, so be aware of that. We continue to see a lot of snow on the radar right now, especially in Northern California, just outside of Reno. If you're coming down I-80, and certainly if you're coming over Donner Pass, you're going to have snow. But going north out of Reno, you're going to be seeing snow as you head towards Winnemucca, all the way over to Elko. So be careful of that. We've also got rain. This is going to be in the Stockton area down through Modesto. If you're going down Interstate 5, it's also in the San Jose area. It looks like it's cleared out of the San Francisco area, basically, since last hour. So it is moving along. Other than that, we continue to see a freeze warning in South Arizona near Tucson. We continue to see winter weather advisories throughout Arizona. And then also we have a winter storm warning, of course, in parts of Northern California. And even in Merced right now, we've got an aerial flood warning. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, the western half of North Dakota tonight is under a dense fog advisory over to Montana. If you're coming along I-94, you will be in it all the way over to Bismarck, and then it'll clear up going over into Minnesota. But that's only part of your problems. When you drop on down U.S. 29, go on down to, go on down to Omaha from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you are going to be in snow, and there's a winter storm warning up there. Also, go across the central part of Nebraska to take you across Lincoln over to North Platte. You've got snow there, snow on 76 coming into and from Colorado, Nebraska. You've got snow over about two-thirds of Iowa tonight, winter storm warning to the west and north of Des Moines. That eventually will come towards Des Moines. And then up in Wisconsin, most of the state of Wisconsin is under a winter storm warning right now. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan certainly is. Over in the other side of Michigan, east of Lake Michigan, you've got snow there in the upper areas tonight. And the next patch of snow you got is when you get over to the east. The lake effect snow machine has kicked in. And from Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way over to central New York, all the way across I-81, up and down north-south from Pennsylvania to Canada, and the thruway all the way over into Massachusetts, all the way to Boston, and then coming out of Boston, going north up New Hampshire into Maine, you have a winter storm warning there. You have snow for all of New England and all of upstate New York forecast for the next day or so. In addition, you'll have some windy conditions down the eastern seaboard all the way down to Georgia, all the way down to Savannah, Georgia. So keep that in mind. If you are going to be anywhere near the beaches this weekend, you want to be real careful. Might have some riptide problems there, too, with the way the winds are blowing right now. And then we got some winds coming across the countryside, the middle part of the U.S., to include Kentucky and Tennessee, northern part of Georgia, the mountains over there, North Carolina, South Carolina. You're going to have some wind over there most of the day, so be advised of that. And, of course, that pretty much takes care of the weather. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to picking up from you with everything else that you have to offer tomorrow. It's going to be a different day. And the Pilot and Flying J, of course, bring you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. So we're very happy to have that and very happy to have you on the program. And, again, thanks for doing a great job there, Kyle. Everybody pointed it out yesterday.
Oh, thank you. That really does. I just appreciate that so much. Thank you.
All right. You take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, everybody. We'll be talking to him tomorrow. Now, We have got, I believe, on the telephone, Denise Simon from BoundersCode.com. Let's go over there. Good morning. Is that you?
Good morning.
All right, real quick, because we don't have a lot of time to do this, but I'm going to tease this anyway and get this out there. We're coming up on the debt limit. Is it today or tomorrow?
Today.
All right. Are they going to get this done or not?
No.
So we're going to be going along with a temporary limit or no limit?
Well, what will happen is that Treasury is going to have to take, they've got a handful of options that they can use, mostly dealing with federal pensions in order to make whatever payments they need to make and investments. So it's going to put the burden on Janet Yellen, which is fine with me. That should happen. But the Republicans have in the House have a few different ideas and on how to deal with the money, and they haven't all kind of come together. So I think they still have about a, I don't know, they're going to take it, something a week or less to figure that out. So,
right.
But it's today.
Okay, well, we'll see how that all works out. It's certainly going to be a little sticky in D.C. I wouldn't want to be there today. There'll be a lot of yelling back and forth, Walter.
Well, I mean, when the White House comes out and says that they're not going to negotiate, it's non-negotiable, and to raise the debt ceiling, that doesn't mean they're going to work with the House. And
nope.
Of course, Biden said he would do that. So,
nope.
Yeah, we're not in a good place on this one already.
It'll be a wake-up call for sure, so we'll see what happens. In the meantime, California has got a lawsuit going on over there with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk was told that the lies that cost Tesla investors millions of dollars are going to have to be borne by Elon Musk, because apparently people made investments in good faith, and apparently what they were told wasn't true. And I don't know who did to tell them, but I don't believe it was Elon Musk.
I don't know all the particulars on that one, but I do know that there's a couple of lawsuits, and one also involves Twitter. So
yeah,
or Twitter employees. So I'd wait on having any critiques on this one at the moment.
All right, hold the thought. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is a Thursday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.